If you guys like tie-dye, you guys like good quality products, and want to help out a former college baseball player and teammate of mine with a small business, go check out The Tie-Dye Company. Use code RBI right now to get 30% off the entire site. Yes, that is the entire site. Use code RBI at The Tie-Dye Company. Find them on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, website, whatever it is. RBI, 30% off. Check it out.
Welcome back, guys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Today, we got a Hit Chat Chit Chat, and today is just me and JP. You guys all know JP. JP, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. For the people that are watching, listening, whatever it is, they don't know the pains of what it's taken to actually be able to do this right now, because for the people that don't know, this is actually round three of me and JP trying to be able to just do a one-on-one. Every single time has failed because of me. 1,000%. Gotta love technology. We talked about it on our past group chat on Sunday. Technology always works until you need it to work or don't have a backup plan.
Yep.
Every single time. And so, because of that, this is the third time we've had the opportunity to talk just one-on-one, but this is the first time that you wonderful people are getting being able to hear it. And so today, JP, what do you have in store for us?
Today we're going to go over Track, which is our internal programming software that we use at Driveline and offer the public, and it's free. I've been using it. We use it at Lamar Community College when I was there. And now I use it every single day.
For the people back home, Driveline has done an amazing job being able to put something like this together that allows for people. And we're going to go through, JP's going to go through and walk us what it looks like for him when he's working with an athlete, what it looks like for him to go through Track and everything. Now, a lot of people might have their reservations on Driveline and pricing of some items. You guys, this is free. I hand up, I'm one of the guys that uses it. I've been using it since actually before me and JP started really talking back and forth consistently. I've been using it since I won't say March of this year, and it's free if you have under 20 athletes. It's absolutely incredible, and so you pretty much just need to set up an appointment with them. Is the gentleman's name Jeremy? Is that who?
Yeah, Jeremy runs kind of our Track head, so he's the guy.
You'll set up a meeting with him. The website's super easy for anyone that does lessons with me. Scheduling is the exact same way. It's free to schedule. You just go on. It has all the available times that they have to meet with you. And, you know, it's just honestly like a 30-minute conversation, 45-minute conversation. They're really good about reaching out. How I actually got introduced and realized how easy and simple this was. I believe he's the CEO, Mike. He actually messaged me on Twitter. Cause I tweeted something and was like, oh, you know, this would be so awesome. You know, I would love to learn more. He actually reached out and just was like, hey, tell me about what you're doing. Tell me, you know, the situation that you got going. Why are you interested in Track? And he is the one that actually set it up for me. The CEO, reached out to a guy that I'm a nobody really in the sense of, you know, his Twitter world. And so for that to be how I got set up with it, like, I'm wanting the people to know this is really affordable. It's really easy to use. They finally fixed their resource exercise bank. That was a big announcement that they had not too long ago on Twitter. And so just listen. It's an amazing program. And like I said, JP is going to go through what it looks like to train an athlete and work through what it looks like, the reports on an athlete and track as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Track's awesome. It's constantly being updated. We're constantly giving feedback to Jeremy and the team, and you know, they're continuing to put in work to make it more user-friendly, especially on the mobile side, and easier for coaches to use. So I figured we'll just kind of hop into it. I'll share my screen and kind of go through like how I use it on a day-to-day basis, and go from there. So this is kind of a track profile for an athlete. I have an athlete profile under my name. And at the top here, we have all of our integrated technologies, so all the stuff you can connect into track, and it'll automatically sync all of that player's data from these different technologies into their track profile. So for example, HitTrax, we can go up here, I can link their HitTrax profile, and it will drop into their platforms tab. He'll have another HitTrax tab here that I can click on, and all of his data will pop up. I don't have any connected to my track account, but we'll swing it over to athletes in a little bit that does, so you can see that. But typically, what I do on a daily basis is go through and program athletes in here. So if I drop down my workouts tab, I'll go into hitting, and we'll go to our big three swing programs. We'll do bat speed, load and phase. I have all of these preset and dropped in here. So I have these made before, and you can see kind of sets, reps, drills, what the athlete's going to do for the day. What bats they're going to use, how many swings they're going to take, whether it's front toss or tee. And then you can also link those to videos that'll pop up and kind of show the athlete how to do an offset open drill or a hitting pivot pick. So if they don't know what they're doing, they can always click on that link, watch the video, and go from there. So easy to program athlete. If I want to do a bat speed load phase A, I just drop that in there. And I can program pretty much any day I want all the way through. If I drop it on a pass day, for whatever reason, it's going to pop up and tell me that's, you know, are you sure? You can hit yes, and that'll still stick in there. The nice part about the drag and drop system is I can go down and make templates for my guys. So I recently made one that's a 10-week on-ramp program, kind of a return to throw for one of our athletes. And so I put it in there. All I have to do is drag and drop it. It will populate all of the days that I wanted for the next 10 weeks. So really simple, makes it a lot more efficient to use. And making workouts, making templates is pretty easy as well. We just hit that little plus button up at the top here, and it will give me all the things I need to. So name the workout, pick what program it is, hitting, pitching, strength, warm up. I can put it in all of the different folders that we have, and then put some notes in there for the day, and then kind of type out what I want the drill work to be, sets and reps, add those links. I can add new workouts all the way through. And what Jeremy and the track team just added recently was a tab system for up here. So if, let's say, I'm making kind of a structured program where I want to have multiple workouts all kind of in the same area, instead of closing one workout to make another one, I can just add a tab. And now I have both of my workouts that I can kind of work on simultaneously. You can have up to, I believe, 10 tabs open at the same time. So it makes it really easy if I want to make sure, like, hey, I don't want this kid to do this drill this day, but I do want it alternating days. I can have those up and make sure I don't miss any days there. So if I want to then go and say, hey, I got a program and I want to make a template for that, the template's really easy to use now. It used to be a little bit more difficult. And so I just make that template name, pick what program it's in, and then what folder I want that to be. I go over here to my workouts. So for that throwing program that I made, I just scroll down to position player throwing. We'll go to infielders, standard infield, and I can drag and drop what day it's going to be on, and then what week it's going to be on. And day one, week one is going to be whatever day I drop it to. So if I get out of here, for example, if I dropped it on Sunday the 12th, that would be my day one, week one, and you can see it populates that way. If I dropped it on the 13th, this would now be my day one, Monday, instead of Sunday. So it makes it really easy to program guys for long periods of time, whether that's a throwing program or a hitting program, and also go back in and edit these. Another feature they just added pretty recently was the ability to edit these individually, which you can do kind of clicking through and going into here. I hit edit, and now I can just edit this workout without editing all the other guys that have this same workout. And so it makes it a lot easier to individualize programming. I can drag and drop this, edit it, and now I know that just that guy's program has been adjusted going forward. Other things I use really regularly are the edge reports, which are really cool. These are going to give me reports on all of these different techs. So if I swing over to my athlete dashboard here, I have it sorted by just my athletes, and so these are all the guys that I've been assigned to. So for facilities or programs with different a bunch of different coaches, you can assign a trainer to the athlete, and they are going to be easier to sort that way. You can also sort them by sub-status and level, so high school, college, all the way down to pro guys, and then their status on injuries or whether they're on ramping or they're doing lighter swing loads, things like that. And then their status, whether they're active, inactive, remote, on-site, that kind of thing. Let me pull up my boy Jairus. So Jairus has all of his reports in here. He has all of his techs linked in here. So if I go over to his hit tracks is all associated and ready to go. So all of his data automatically syncs up. If I go and swing over, let's see if this loads. So his swing profile is going to be his blast, and it's going to kind of give you the athlete averages as well as averages for other skill levels. So affiliate, Indy, college, high school, and youth. So you can kind of compare where your athlete's at to other levels. And the edge reports are pretty simple to use once all of the tech is associated. I can go to hitting, swing profile, which is the blast, or Diamond Kinetics, pick the level that I want to compare him to, and then pick what sensor I'm using, and then the date range I want to pull that data set from. We also have a hitting snapshot, which is you can use TrackMan, Rapsodo, or HitTrax. And this also will pair up where you can do both swing metrics and batted ball metrics at the same time. Same thing, just picking those date ranges. We also have a PBR hitting snapshot, but I don't think that's available to the public quite yet. And then same thing for the pitching, pitch recommendations, all the fun stuff you see on Twitter inside those edge reports as well. So, a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information. It gets pretty dense for the edge reports, but you can definitely dive into that. The last thing we definitely use every day is the media tab, which is where we can store all of our videos that we get in gym. And Jairus has been here for a while, so he clearly has a ton of videos. Pretty easy to use. You can view them in Track, which is nice. And then you can also download them out of Track if you want to do that as well. So pretty easy to use. Lets the athlete see all of their data just by kind of clicking around in here. And this is where all that data gets stored under the platforms tab. So Jairus in his hit tracks, he can see kind of over different periods of time, his last week, last 14 days, kind of where he's at with those metrics. Same thing for Blast, Rapsodo, Pulse, and Pitch AI, if you would like that as well. So he can kind of get an idea of where he's at. So those are the big areas that I use every day. And it makes it easy for us to keep track of athletes' progress and make sure that we're staying on track, as well as adjusting programming if we need to.
I do have one question for past experience.
Yeah.
When you're doing the tab, when you're creating a workout, mm-hmm. when you tab that out, and you said that it was to create separate workouts, is that yeah. so like, because there's a warm-up tab, there's a strength tab, there's a hitting tab. If I was to make one tab the warm-up, one tab hitting, one tab strength, when I hit save, does that, when I drag that specific workout over to the athlete's, you know, day, does that mm-hmm. then also have the warm-up portion, the hitting portion, and the strength portion? Or is that just to be able to create separate workout plans, and then those are three separate workouts that I would then need to drag?
Right. That creates three separate workouts. But the way you can kind of...
That template?
Yeah, the way you could get them all together is by just making a template. So I can drag and drop a I can drag and drop a hitting workout and then go over and drag and drop a warm-up workout. We'll use base software. And those will drag and drop and all drop together now. And then you can change the order that they're going to show up in track. So obviously he's going to want to do his warm-up first and then do his hitting. And so that would be the easiest way to drag and drop separate workouts at the same time.
Awesome. What is, I don't know if I'm just the weirdo, but I cannot delete a workout.
Okay. Yeah. Deleting workouts. I'm going to try and make sure I don't delete anything important. Let's go with our return to throwing program because I can make that again. Just in case I actually delete it. Okay, so click on the little gear here, and this is where you can edit it, and then you can delete.
And okay, all right. So I've been going to the exercise bank to try and do that, and every time that I've gone in and hit edit and then delete, it doesn't actually delete it. It just like resets the page or something.
Right. Yeah, and that's there's still a couple weird little things like that. For example, definitely the exercise bank is still a little finicky. So I always recommend going through the workouts tab.
Okay.
I think that's a lot easier to use. The other thing that'll happen if I upload something to the media tab, let's say I got a hitting video here, I hit upload, and I select my file, I hit upload, it's going to pull open a new track tab. So that you can use the track still while the other tab is loading that media. So if you don't want to, you know, open that other tab, you can just close the new tab that it opened, and track will keep uploading that video.
Oh, really? There. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do I create a folder?
Great question. So if we scroll down these little calendar looking thingies, clone folder and create folder. If I click on that, I always recommend making the workouts first and then
folder.
Creating the folder. Because now, once I create my folder, I can automatically add those workouts into it. If you don't have the workouts made, you have to add a workout into the folder for it to be created and then go back and delete it. So it's always easier to make the workouts, add them to the folder when you make the folder, going from there. The other nice part about having those workouts, so let's say I got a guy and I want to use something similar to what I've already made, but I want to change it up for him a little bit. If I check off these boxes and I go to clone, that's going to recreate the workouts. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. That's going to recreate and clone the workouts I already have. So it's going to keep these workouts. It's going to give me the option to edit the cloned workouts and then rename them, everything like that. Now I can create a separate workout without having to retype everything out. Same thing if I click a bunch of them and I click edit, it's going to pull out two tabs for each of the workouts that I want to edit, so I can do them at the same time and run through that way as well.
Well, look at that. This thing is snazzy.
Snazzy. Real snazzy.
It's like, I feel like I'm in a brand new car, and I don't know about any of the features. I just know it can drive.
Right.
So I've just been surrounded by all these special features, and you know, I've just been still just driving.
Right. A couple other things that I think are probably useful for coaches, and we kind of use a little bit less frequently, but more for tracking progress, is athlete goals. So if I go in here, I can create a new goal for my athletes based on the data that's getting pulled into track. So let's say I want to look at this player's bat speed. I can put multiple athletes that have this goal or just the one. Set the goal name. We'll do average bat speed. I'm going to set the data, and it's going to pull up a bunch of folders. Your track is typically going to have a lot less of these data selects because we have a ton of athletes with a bunch of data to pull in. So we have a ton of data sets that we can pull from. But for you guys, we're going to go down to data sets. We'll use system, or no, excuse me, not system. Ours is under driveline, and then blast data sets. And I can go to, not blast data sets, which one is it? Really do need to clean this up. See, it gets a little hectic. It's platforms. That's platforms, then blast, and then I can go to bat speed and impact and select the average. Save that. So now it's going to tell me it's going to pull the data from blast. It's going to give me bat speed at impact, and it's going to give me the average of that. So I can set a goal value of, we'll say 70, and the metric is going to be miles per hour. Best calculation is going to be average for this case, but you can also do max, min, and the latest. And then we're going to pick a start date of, we'll start it on today of the 10th. And we'll do a deadline of the 31st. So over the next 21 days, we want to get our bat speed average up to 70. You can add multiple goals, but let's stick with this one for right now. Hit save. And so now under that athlete's goals tab, it's going to pop up with my bat speed goal. And it's going to tell me my goal is 70 miles per hour. It's going to give me a percentage of how close I am to reaching that goal. And that bar will fill up as I get closer. It's also going to tell me the deadline. And then at the end of the deadline, it's going to tell me whether I completed or failed that goal that we set. And then from there, you can always go back and edit the goals that we made where we were before. So easy way to set goals for athletes, give them the ability to see where they're at and also kind of what their goals are as a reminder.
Do goals show up anywhere on progression reports like the Edge or anything like that you brought up earlier? Does this show?
Not right now. That's definitely something they're working on heading into next year, is getting a lot more integration with the athlete goals into Edge and also into our track notes. So if I go to notes, I can type out some trainer notes, and you can see I was kind of playing with this. This is kind of going to be the big focus for the next year of like developing track a little bit further, is integrating these athlete goals into our trainer notes, so we can pull up all of our athletes. I can see what their goals are when I'm on the floor, and then also take notes on, hey, you know, Tommy, we did this with Tommy today. You know, we told him to, you know, load this way, and it seemed to really help his early connection score that he was trying to get down as one of his goals. So better way to kind of track athletes, keep it a little bit more condensed instead of going through everybody's track profile.
That is snazzy.
What kind of stuff have you been doing with track right now?
So, and I can actually throw mine on.
Yeah, let's do that. Stop sharing.
So for me, let me make sure that I got this set. Yeah. Are you able to see what I'm doing? So for me, I've just been really working on I've just been really working on trying to put together the workouts. So for me, I've been going through and clicking just doing the exercise bank stuff. I'll just get to my spot where I've been and then click over. Okay, so I've just been putting in, I didn't really know how to do the workouts. And so that's why I was asking, how do you delete them? Just because I honestly made so many. I couldn't find out how to just make an exercise. So a heavy bat. Like I didn't know just how to have a heavy bat just as its own self. And so what I started doing was just making the individual training tools and drills that I do, I was making those the workout, and then creating templates to then kind of orchestrate out the lesson, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. The exercise bank and then making exercises is pretty, it's a little bit more difficult with steps and everything. But as you make your workout, so let's say you have a heavy bat workout or exercise, and you put that into one of your workouts, it will start to auto-populate that. So if I type in, like, for example, like front toss dash H, it'll pop up and say, you know, do you want front toss dash heavy bat? And then you can click on that, and it'll auto-populate that way.
I gotcha. And then I've been doing to where this might get me kicked off Driveline Track. I don't know. What I've been doing is, since I don't have the ability to do more than 20 athletes, and I'm working with more than 20 athletes, my one-on-one lessons, my individual and my college guys, I've been giving them their own profile. But then any of my guys that I only see in group settings and stuff like that, I kind of made like 5 like general base characteristic flaws of swings. And then I just characterize specific drills and training tools to that apply just for those types of hitters. And then what I do now, so this is stand up for somebody that I believe stands up throughout their swing. This is just when they're like warming up off the tee, or when they're warming up off soft toss, or when they're at home, whatever it is. This is just every like either drill or training tool that I think they can use. And right now I'm working on coming out with YouTube videos for every single one. And then also a blog on the website for anyone watching, rbibaseballllc.com. Go check it out. I'm going to try and make it to where I have a blog where I write about why we do the drill, with also the YouTube video where the first like 10 seconds is just me demoing the drill, and then the next like minute or two is me explaining the drill, just so if someone needs a refresher when they click on the link like you mentioned earlier, you know, the first 10 seconds is just the refresher. If they're not sure why they're doing the drill, then they got like a little 2-minute watch video to kind of walk it through. That's what I've been doing. And so I've just trying to find, like, is there a better way to do the things that I'm doing? Is there, you know, a more efficient way? Is there something that will, you know, be a little bit more visually appealing to my guys? Like, I'm just trying to, you know, figure that portion out.
Yeah. I think definitely going to the athlete, like an athlete's page, and then going through the workouts tab is probably the easiest. I think it's a lot easier to edit workouts, and things like that way.
Beautiful.
Rather than kind of like you've been doing. But that's also the nice part about track. Like, we definitely ran our track, a lot differently at Lamar, than we do at Driveline. Cause we just had different, you know, we had different needs. And so you can kind of customize it however you'd like. As you saw in like ours, like we label them like T this drill, front toss this drill. And Lamar, we had those as separate workouts, separate folders. So the guys knew, based on the workout type, that's whether they were doing T or front toss. So it just kind of depends on what you need. I think the idea of like grouping or bucketing your group athletes is really good. That makes a lot of sense. And like you said, like easy for them to go back and kind of find workouts if they want to do stuff at home.
Well, just as long as I don't get kicked off for doing that. I was nervous to say something. Nervous to say something. For me, just being able to, I mean, I'm going to want at some point just to be a fly on the wall while you're doing your programs and stuff like that, just so I can honestly, it to me, it would feel like watching, you know, a painter paint, like, and not like a wall, but like paint, like, you know, when the really satisfying when they're super close cutting edges, or like they get really close and it's just like, you're just watching, you're just like, wow, like that is an art. Like, I just want to be on a fly on the wall while Mr. JP Fishone won on Twitter, JP Fishone just on Instagram. He's been posting some absolute fire stories, so I would highly suggest anyone to go watch. Just to be able to watch you program and use Driveline, like that would be, or the track, that would be, that'd be a good day.
Yeah, I think it's gotten to the point where like I said, we use it every day, and I've learned a lot of just using it and trying to figure out like, hey, I wonder if I could do this. And I just kind of slide my chair over to Jeremy and go, hey, like, is this a thing I can do? And they're like, yeah, you could probably do that. And so it's a lot of that. And then the programming side is just kind of like, this might work. Like, we're gonna try it, and then I'm gonna check his track for the next 2 weeks and see if the numbers that I want to improve. And if they did, awesome. If they didn't, we'll change his programming up a little bit. Yeah, I think track is. We didn't use it my first couple years coaching. I used it at Lamar, and then obviously use it a ton now. I really can't imagine trying to coach multiple athletes without a program like that, and also just the ability to run reports and give guys the access to the information and the data is huge. And then the media saving is nice to have it kind of all in one spot, which is really the point of track, is just have all of your data, all of your media, everything you need to know about the athlete all in one place.
It makes it really nice, and there's a lot of different levels for people if they're looking. Like I said at the very beginning, there is a free version. You just got to, get on, chat with Jeremy. He's a good guy. I've had multiple conversations with him. JP works right next to him. He's a good dude. Give him a call. You can schedule it all online and everything like that. The 20 less, 20 athlete than less program, it's free. And then right now, they also are, there's a portion to which you guys say that you guys are able to customize plans as well. So for someone like me, I'm an individual instructor, but with the Blast Motion that I have, the HitTrax that is coming soon, coming soon. There's too many shipping issues going on in the country right now. And I'm being super selfish because my big issue is the fact that I don't have my HitTrax yet. But with that going on, I mean, I don't have hundreds and hundreds of athletes. So it's not that I'm needing to increase my pay scale because of the amount of athletes I'm having. I'm going to need to create a specific plan for me that is able to still maintain. I'm probably going to be rocking with, less than 50 athletes, but I'm going to be looking to do something with Blast Motion. I'm going to be looking to do something with HitTrax. So that way I can make these reports. And I know for a fact that they're going to be able to chat with me, and it's not going to be the, base thing, because I'm not going to need all the other gadgets that, the default program that they have offers. And so they're just really good about those kinds of things. Their customer service is phenomenal. So far in the communication that I've had, JP, I don't know how many of the companies that you talk to on a customer service level that you guys use, but so far Driveline has had the best customer service in any like baseball company that I have had to deal with. It's honestly really surprising how different it is. So go give them a call. Go check it out. You got anything, JP?
That's it. Yeah, like you said, I mean, track is there for to benefit all the coaches. So, if there's, like you said, customize it as much as you want. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you about what your needs are, and then kind of how we can meet those with track based on your budget and what tech you have. Because the ultimate goal is just to make it easy, make it streamlined, make data fun.
Make data fun, baby. For anyone that's not following JP on Twitter, go do it. The man's full time now and is just going off.
We're trying to tweet more. We're trying to give some information out there. So yeah, appreciate it.
Dude, it's honestly difficult.
It is.
Like I will type out so many different tweets and then just be like, eh.
Yeah. And my biggest problem is always typing too much. And I just making paragraphs and threads on threads on threads. Because I like to get into the nuances of everything.
I don't see that as a downside. Like
Yeah, I
maybe
mean, it's
numbers, like
a
data
lot of
wise,
people
it's
expect.
better to get like all the information out on one tweet. But like,
Yeah.
dude, I go deep in your threads, man. Like,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You're the guys I write them for.
hey, let's go. We're here for the people, baby. We're here for the
Here for
people.
it.
And other news, really quick. Did you see? We lightly talked about it. The Pat McAfee bag that man just got.
Yeah.
Did you see how money. Much it is?
I mean, yeah, that's quarterback money, as my roommate said.
Bruh, like what? And that was an internet show. I know another internet show.
I don't know if you're gonna get the kind of deal that he got.
Yet. Exactly. Wait until baseball, softball, player development becomes as important as sports betting. And then
we're there.
And then we're there. Then it's easy peasy. It's just we gotta get all the other guys to jump on board. This has been a really good podcast for a brand, and I don't want to add anything else to it. So thank you guys for joining. I really appreciate it. JP, any closing words?
No, excited to be here. Always good to talk. Tune into the podcast on Sundays.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Strider. We got his little corner over here. And from me, Strider, and JP, we appreciate you guys.